I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Valley Desmond. Well, lads, just when you think you've reached the pits of what's available on the dating scene in North Cork and East Kerry, along comes a man called Danny with the message that things can always get worse. I met said Danny on a dating app called My Sexy Superpower. The idea is that your profile should be one sentence long, telling the world what you're really good at in the sack. Well, didn't I sign up anyway and put down snoring and eating Pringles because I'm a great believer in having the crack whenever possible. This Danny was straight back to me and his profile said, I can do this amazing thing with my tongue. 4 hours later, we're cuddling on the sofa and he said, would you like to see my sexy superpower? And I said, go on. And didn't the gowl peel an orange with his tongue? I know you're from Scatterglen, Danny, but there's no need to be that thick. I said as I barged him out the door. Do you think I was a bit hasty? Here's nice eyes. Rosaline, Ballard Desmond.
I hate false advertising when it comes to the old bangy bangy. My first boyfriend promised to call over and make the earth move. I said, go on, you good thing. He arrived in a bulldozer. Hashtag anticlimax.
Come here, what's the story with sex bots? The old doll do love reading the sexy advice columns online, particularly the one ye have from Susie Gadsden there in The Examiner. I was all for it, because she do get well turned on by other people's inadequacies in the bedroom. That was until recently, when she decided she wanted to train to become a sexpot herself. I says, what does that actually involve, like, you know? She said she was in touch with an organisation called Sexpots or Us, who told her she needs to start having full and frank discussions with her partner, me, about what's going wrong between the sheets. I'll be honest with you there, Audrey girl. I'm slow to throw the alarm over at night in bed now, like, you know, in case it ends up in a lecture. At least in the past, I get nad only. I'm bloated after all the Toblerone, and that'll be that. No, it's 15 minutes. I know I should be building up to it during the day, leaving little notes around the place, telling her she's the buddies. How can I convince her to try something new? Don't you, Donnie? Blackpool.
How do you stop your old doll being an expert on sex? Tell her to take advice from my corner.
It's getting ridiculous on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road Stoners who can't believe you flew into Gatwick. Laura _ blessed with these cheekbones said she heard a rumour there are actually people at the top table of Cork society who use an airport other than Heathrow when they're flying into London. Una _ spelt with two O's rather than a U said it definitely wasn't her, but worried on the street was that her cousin likes to use Luton, heavily disguised now ofs. That's the last we'll be hearing from Una with two O's. Banned from the group for life, Audrey, for being related to someone who flies into Luton. And who could blame us? Fifi _ Volvo XC90 said, let's start a witch hunt to find the others, biatches. We can't have this going on. When I'm visiting my son studying medicine in Cambridge, I fly into Heathrow, even though Stansted is closer. I'd just like to put that out there. So, Audrey, would you ask Cork Airport to post a few stunners undercover at the departure gates for Ryanair flights to London so we can catch the non-Heathrows lowering the standards? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I rang the posh cousin there and said, do you ever fly Ryanair to London? She said, don't be ridiculous. I said, Aer Lingus all the way, is it? She said, are you gone mad? I said, oh, sorry, private jet. She said, no, you gowl. Why would I go to London when I live in Cork?
Hey, dude. So I just bought an electric car for myself there because the cool Slovenian chick at Samba Drumming friend zoned me for arriving in the old man's Range Rover. I got the charger installed in the gaff as well. I totally connected with the work guys who did the job. They said they found me quite relatable. Anyway, Brian with a Y called over in his electric car and plugged it into my charger without missing a beat. I said, steady on, dude. You wouldn't call over here and ask me for a fiver. So why do you think you can just rock up and lap up my amps for, like, gratis? He was like, you're from the richest family in Ballintemple. But I was like, not the point, Brian with a Y. Not the point. So, like, what's the etiquette scenario with guests using your car charger? Ed, Ballintemple.
I don't bother with electric cars myself. They're for the old penguin huggers up in St. Luke's. But you need to nip this behaviour in the bud. Brian with a Y is treating your gaff like a service station. Next thing he'll be asking for a free chicken roll and a scratch card. Hashtag slippery slope.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.